May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Speak, Lord, for your servants are listening. Amen. How many of you can say, look back, I was never been afraid in my life? Or can say, I did never experienced fear of anything. Now, I would tell you, if I'd never been afraid in my life, I'll be lying to you, right? You know, most of the time, it is not a paralyzing fear. Rather, it is a motivational fear. That fear motivates me to do something. That's exactly what we see in our readings today. On the one hand, God told Abram, it's not Abraham yet, Abram. Don't be afraid. And we also read in our Gospels, Jesus telling the disciples, don't be afraid. Oh, it's easy to tell, right? Don't be afraid. Oh, yeah. Let's look at the context. Why did God tell Abram, don't be afraid? You know, Abram was afraid of his future. Who will take care of if I die? The context was, there was a war in Sodom and Gomorrah. Again, this was long before the destruction. The people came, took everything. But you see, what got Abram was, they came and told Abram, they even took Lot, your nephew. Whoa, that is my family now. I have to do something. So he took all his soldiers, went to Sodom, well, to these people, and then got everything back, including Lot. Now comes to God and says, what happens if something happened to me? Who will take care of this one? What is his name? His name is Eliezer. No, this is not Ishmael he's talking about. Eliezer. Ishmael hasn't come yet. Eliezer is a head of the household, part of the slave family. If something happens to Abraham, he will be the in charge. He's a chief servant. So God said, no, don't worry about it. You come out, I will show you. God showed him the stars. But this is where comes the real story. That is, Abraham did not wait. Abraham did not wait. He listened to Sarai, not yet Sarah, still Sarai, and born a son, Ishmael, for Hagar. No. This is where I begin to wonder. The opposite of faith is not doubt. The opposite of faith is fear. The opposite of faith is fear. That's what draws us not to wait for God. In our anxiety to get fixed things done, we will just do it. Doesn't mean that we don't have faith, but it's a fear-driven action. I have a beautiful prayer in my office. I don't know why I still left it there. Lord, grant me patience, and I need it now. Waiting for God's time. So Abraham asked God for an heir. That's all he did. But what God gave him was a nation. That's what God's promise is all about. God gives us more than what we need. In our gospel reading today, Jesus asked his disciples not to be afraid of giving up earthly things for heavenly things, because for us Christians, heaven is about future. When we have faith in Christ that he will provide, then we can be truly ready for his coming. Abraham, when he became Abraham, he was ready to give up. Give up his only son, Isaac, to God. He demonstrated his faith in God by giving up his only son, Isaac. Now, in that context, God replaced Isaac with a lamb. But when we come to the New Testament, God replaced lamb with Jesus Christ. Jesus became the sacrificial lamb. We have faith in our Savior. It was when we have faith in our Savior, we are ready to give up for God. When we are ready to give up for God, God gives in. Let me close with the story of a little girl. This little girl was in a ferry, probably traveling from Lanai to Mavi. When you come the other way, waters are rough. So the ferry was caught up in these gusty winds, and the winds were rocking the vessel. When everybody was kind of worried and afraid, somebody's eyes fell on this little girl who was sitting there as if she was unafraid, very peaceful. And this guy went to her and said, "Are you not afraid? Well, I think anything can happen." And she looked at him and said, "Uncle, my dad is the captain of the ship, and he is going to take me home." As people of faith, the good news is that Jesus is our captain, who did not promise winds-free sailing, problems-free life, but he said, "I'm with you, Abraham. I'm with you, disciples. Don't be afraid." And he will take us through, not only through our present moments, but also to our future, because we have faith in him. Amen.